the sound vibration of the Vedas are always elevating. But Prabhupada explains that some portions of the Vedas are not transcendental because they don't elevate one to the point of liberation. They only elevate a person from the Martyaloka to the heavenly planets. So there are so many promises given in the Vedic scriptures for the performance of sacrifices. By reciting those Vedic mantras, they become influenced by the mode of goodness and they are elevated to the heaven where they spend a long duration of time in fine standards of enjoyment. But the sound vibration of the Vedas is always elevating in one sense or the other. But the holy names that take a person beyond this material world, like the Omkar, Omitya Kaksharam Brahma, Vyaharan Ma Manusmaran, Yaprayati Samadbhavam, Yati Nastyatra Samsheha. Krishna says, Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Like that, many places you will find in Bhagavad Gita, especially in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The yogi is reciting the three-syllable mantra, Om. They go beyond this material world by quitting their bodies through the process of Ashtanga Yoga. And they enter into the zone of transcendence, which is the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Although they gain relief from the pangs of the pinch of the material miseries of the cycle of birth and death, that is only a kind of relief from the material miseries, but they don't feel the ecstatic bliss there. The ecstatic bliss is missing in the Brahma Jyoti. But even among such Ashtanga Yogis, you find if one is fortunate to come across a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj did, then he was given the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Although he performed Ashtanga Yoga, he did Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Asana, Pratyahara, all these things he did, but he chanted the holy names. And chanting of the holy names of the Lord awakens the soul to his eternal relationship. So all these names are holy, beginning with Om. Whether it is Om or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Ram Ram, Sri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, everything is holy. But even the different holy names awaken different flavors in the heart of the devotee. Like Namna Makari Bhuda Nijisarva Shakti Tatrarpita Niyamita Smaranena Kala. That verse says that Lord has many holy names and they are invested with different transcendental potencies. We have practically no idea of the spiritual realm, but the holy names help us to get connected to the spiritual realm. The holy name has a particular type of tendency. The holy name makes the matter inert and spirit alert. When we are in the material world, our material senses are alert and awake to sense gratification, and the spirit is dull and covered over. But the holy name exactly does the opposite effect. It makes the material senses dull and lose their vigor. And the material senses actually become calm, cool and collected, while the spirit becomes alert. That is why, irrespective of one's age, one is jubilant in Krishna consciousness, like Srila Prabhupada we were talking yesterday. Even if one is 70, 80, 90, one never gets tired, because one, the spirit becomes alert. So any holy name has that tendency to awaken the soul and to calm the material senses. But even amongst the holy names, there is a comparison given in the scriptures. 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Ram. This is spoken by Lord Shiva. Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manorame Sahasranama Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane. He says, 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Ram, he says. And in Brihadaranyaka Purana, it is said, 3 names of Ram are equal to one name of Krishna. So somebody was arguing, if Krishna's name is so powerful, why not we just chant Krishna, 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 Krishna? అప్పుడు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వెన్ హీ వెంట్ టు సౌత్ ఇండియా హీ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్ దట్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ 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 హే. సో అఫ్ కోర్స్ వన్ క్యాన్ చాంట్ కృష్ణ ఆల్ ద టైమ్, బట్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్. యూనో ఇన్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ వన్ నెవర్ విన్స్. ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ ద ఓన్లీ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ దట్ టేక్స్ ప్లేస్ ఇస్ వన్ పార్టీ ట్రైస్ టు విన్ అవుట్ ద అదర్ పార్టీ త్రూ లవ్, అండ్ లవ్ ఈస్ ద మీడియం ఆఫ్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ దర్. ఈచ్ పార్టీ ఈజ్ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ డిఫీటింగ్ ద అదర్ పార్టీ విత్ సో మచ్ లవ్ దట్ ద అదర్ పార్టీ ఫీల్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఐ హ్యావ్ నో లవ్ ఫర్ ద అదర్ పర్సన్. సో అవర్ లాజిక్, అవర్ రీజన్, అవర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ద రోర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ రిమైన్స్ విదిన్ ద కవరింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ యూనివర్స్, నాట్ బియాండ్ దట్. Once we go beyond the material realm to the zone of transcendental platform, and there all the great truths are revealed directly in the heart, without having to speculate with our mind by stretching the mind and arguing with the mind. So there is a reason why we just don't chant Krishna, 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 why we chant Hare Krishna. Because chanting Om Namo Narayanaya awakens the love of a devotee for Lord Narayana, to worship him and on reverence. Whereas chanting Hare Krishna awakens the love of the soul for the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, service to Radha and Krishna. So this is a very inconceivable thing, how somebody feels a great attraction for the divine couple of Radha and Krishna, and they want to render loving service to them, and not just 1 hour or 2 hours or one day, for all lifetime and for millions of lifetimes, and one doesn't want anything for oneself, and one is ready to be orchestrated by the Lord in whatever way he wants to orchestrate a devotee. This kind of selfless, unmotivated, loving devotion service to the divine couple is practically Greek and Latin to a common man. Because common people generally they say I'm doing service, but without service, without salary, they won't do service. In India, this word is very common. I'm doing service. But you take off the salary, service also goes off. But we find this loving devotion service done for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. How one feels such attraction? And that can be understood only when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Repeated recitation of the holy name in the association of devotees and hearing the glories of the Lord will awaken one to the qualities of Srimati Radharani, qualities of Krishna, their characteristics, their pastimes, their nature, and their eternal unending dance in the spiritual world. And such a revelation is given by this Yugala mantra spoken by Brahma to Narada. So those who argue why can't you chant Krishna Krishna, they will remain stuck up here. They will never get ahead. So in spiritual life, we simply have to follow the great acharyas. Acharyas are our heroes. They have already made it. They have already awakened their soul. And they have gained the pure vision to see the spiritual world. If we simply follow in their footsteps, we will stand to gain. Otherwise, we will remain in the world of arguments and clashes and confusions and misunderstandings. And we just don't get ahead in logic at all. Actually, we have the logic, reason, questioning, answering. And that is why you will see Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all of them have question answers. So Prabhupada says, you don't have to do any research. The research is already done. Because already the question answers are there. Whatever questions you want to ask, they are already asked there. So you read those questions, read those answers, hear them, develop faith in them, surrender to the pure sound vibration, and then you will achieve the ultimate success. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.